All this week on The Takeaway, we've been chronicling the process of making the Affordable Care Act a reality. The law of the land now becomes the regulations of putting that law into practice.
For a lot of people who either don't have affordable insurance coverage through their workplaces or have been in and out of the market, what is going to roll out starting October 1st with open enrollment is really, really good news.
Really, really good news for Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, speaking on the program this week, who in many ways is the lead federal official responsible for implementation of the ACA. But as we've seen, the embrace of the Affordable Care Act varies widely from state to state and even from hospital to hospital, provider to provider. In Georgia, Dr. Hal Schurz is a urologist and professor at Emory University. Doctor, welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Where do you stand on the spectrum? Are you an embracer or somewhat more of a skeptic of the ACA?
A skeptic and a naysayer. I have serious reservations about the Affordable Care Act, and as do the majority of Americans and the majority of physicians, because we just see that it is it's an overreach, and it's wishful thinking that 1/6 of our economy can be controlled out of Washington D.C. and it's really an overreach because it's putting people's care under the thumb of people in Washington D.C. to decide what they can and cannot have, and it's just not working out now, and it hasn't even scratched the surface as far as implementation is concerned. It's just going to get worse, and as I see it, it's tremendously politicized, and I can give you examples.
Doctor, the overreach question, I think the Supreme Court has dealt with on some level, but let's talk about your particular practice. If I sign up on open enrollment on October 1st and get into the insurance exchange down there in Georgia, how does that change my ability to get your services as a urologist?
Well, John, there is no exchange in Georgia. There are 32 states that have decided that they are not participating in the exchanges. And so the federal government is now charged with having to put that together. And quite honestly, I don't see that happening. The federal government has tried to expand Medicaid in order to help with this implementation. And 28 states have decided that they don't want any part of that. So I think that right now there is no imminent federal program that's going to occur in the majority of states in this country.
How does it affect your business as a urologist, and what are you advising as a professor at Emory University, your students?
Well, the students, these are two separate things. I think that the patients right now are right now in a panic because Medicare patients are being turned away by physicians who won't take new Medicare patients. Patients who have insurance are praying that their employers will continue the employer-based insurance programs that they have offered. And those who do have those insurance options are seeing their insurance premiums go up. They're seeing their copays and deductibles go up, and so this is costing everybody more money. But you know, just as an anecdote, I can tell you that this is a problem that is affecting physicians as patients. I have a friend who is a respected national figure in my specialty, who moved from one city to another and is over 65 and can't get in to see a doctor without pulling strings. And this is somebody who has connections.
The difficulty of individual patients dealing with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Dr. Hal Schurz is not an embracer of the Affordable Care Act. We'll have lots of views this week. He's a urologist and a professor at Emory University. Thanks so much, doctor.
Thank you, John.